This is the Schnitt Show.
A reality winner, you are a loser. Wow. Reality winner. Really? Unbelievable. You know, when I plowed through all the information on this leaker, the latest leaker, how the heck, if just days before, apparently she was hired, she had social media, which essentially pledged allegiance to Iran? What? You got to be kidding me. This 25-year-old Air Force veteran who has been arrested by the feds, who was a federal contractor, and she leaked this top-secret NSA document to this internet publication, The Intercept, which, you know, I've seen The Intercept for quite some time. I mean, I'm aware of the website. I don't know if I regularly go there, but if something is brewing and they have a story, then I'll see the link somewhere else. You know, I'm just plowing through all these different stories here from different sources. You know, from Business Insider, which I like Business Insider a lot. Over the years, I find them to be pretty rock solid. Business Insider. Reality winner, the 25-year-old Air Force veteran who leaked these NSA documents. These are top-secret NSA documents to The Intercept, had apparently been vocal about opposing President Donald Trump and said that she would stand with Iran in a hypothetical war with the U.S. What? After Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif tweeted a video defending Iran's ballistic missile system, which U.S. officials under Trump and former President Barack Obama, as well as former U.N. Secretary Ban Ki-moon, had condemned as a violation of the spirit of the Iran deal, Winner offered her support. What? Offered her support? She replied to Zarif's video on February 7th. She tweeted on social media this reality winner. That's her name. No, she didn't win a reality show. Although, how about a reality show about what it's like to be prosecuted for leaking top secret U.S. documents? And let's follow it all through the process, through the federal court system, and how about getting locked up in a medium security federal prison? Let's turn that into a reality show. That'll be a winner. You want a reality winner? Reality Lee Winner. L-E-I-G-H is her middle name. I mean, this is just unbelievable. So she responds to this video link that the Iranian foreign minister had posted, and she tweeted on February 7th, there are many Americans protesting U.S. government aggression towards Iran. If our tangerine-in-chief, you know, obviously a pejorative, a slam at Trump and his orangey tan, which, you know, that has been decreased quite a bit, if you've noticed or haven't noticed. Whatever he was doing, whether he was doing tanning or whether he was doing spray tan, that has shifted. I don't see it anywhere near as much. But calls the president, if our tangerine-in-chief declares war, we stand with you. There are many Americans protesting U.S. government aggression towards Iran. If our tangerine-in-chief declares war, we stand with you. I mean, really? And then she starts her job as a federal contractor. She had top secret clearance. You know, she was in the Air Force. She was a linguist, apparently, speaks multiple languages. She starts her job a week later. So you tweet allegiance and support to Iran, and then you start a federal job with a contractor. 6 days later, she tweeted that horrific pledge of allegiance, essentially, to Iran on the 7th, and she started her gig on February 13th. How the heck is that not flagged? How does her gig begin less than a week later? How is that not discovered? Where are the mechanisms? I'm looking at her mugshot. Yeah, her federal mugshot is what it looks like here. And she's got a face. She's kind of doing a, you know, she's got her, I'm doing it for the camera. Hello to our Newsmax TV audience and at NewsmaxTV.com online. Yeah, she's shifting her mouth a little bit to the side like, whoops, well, you dumb millennial hag. I'm shocked also that she wasn't discovered. And that she began the job even after pledging that allegiance. And then apparently, last month in May, she had already sent this top secret information to this internet publication, this internet site, The Intercept. Wow. You know, that's just one of the stories that's popped out here. And I've got a whole pile of stories on this woman. I mean, it is appalling what has gone on here. And she didn't cover her tracks. They were able to discover and find. She had used her work computer. She had used her official email account from work, apparently, to communicate with The Intercept, according to numerous sources. All right, so listen, I'm not going to spend all day on this, but this is just so troubling that this woman could tweet out pro-Iranian statements and then start a top-secret federal intelligence contractor job 6 days later. Apparently a Bernie supporter. That's right. She's a big Bernie Sanders supporter. Now, listen, that doesn't automatically make you anti-American. Listen, I would never go down that road. I might have ideological differences and be completely opposed to Bernie. Bernie has socialistic tendencies. I don't know if I've ever agreed with any. I'm sure there might be one thing that I've agreed with Bernie Sanders on. Well, maybe that, like, today is Tuesday. I don't agree with Bernie Sanders on much, if anything at all. But I'm not saying that Bernie Sanders would do anything that would be seditious or treasonous, nor do I think that a lot of his supporters would do that as well in betrayal of their country. Listen, I'm sure there are some commies that like Bernie Sanders because, you know, he's a socialist for the most part. So it's close. Or you're part of the way there to being a commie. But this woman, part of the Bernie Sanders movement, this reality winner, also part of the hashtag resist movement. And, of course, the hashtag resist movement is anti-Donald Trump. That's what it's all about, the whole resist thing. So when you see people with resist T-shirts, you see people holding up resist signs, yeah, little buttons that say hashtag resist, that's a decisively anti-Donald Trump. It's part of the movement to oppose Trump and to resist anything Donald Trump. So she's part of this whole movement. I mean, this federal contractor. First of all, how are emails not scanned? If you have contact allegedly from your work computer, which I would imagine is a secure email address, how does that not set off some alarms inside of IT, whether it's inside this federal contractor, which I'm sure they have to meet certain levels, certain criteria for security? How does this not set off any alarms, any bells? I mean, this sounds like pure insanity. But she was stupid. She didn't cover her tracks. It was easy to find her. I mean, they found her quickly. I mean, apparently this bozo, did she want to get caught? you know, her mother is saying that, oh, that she's confused and she's shocked, she's surprised. Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of facts from mom here. Yeah, she was in the Air Force, and she has a trail of these anti-Trump social media posts. So let's recap here. Support for Iran, days before she starts this top secret federal contractor intelligence job. And then she's got a whole bunch of anti-Trump tweets. Yeah, some of her tweets have been dug up here. She tweeted this out on, this is last November, November 29, 2016. Why burn a flag? At Real Donald Trump thinks crosses burn much better. That was on Twitter, it looks like. This is Facebook. On a positive note, this Tuesday, when we become the United States of the Russian Federation, Olympic lifting will be the national sport. Did anybody look at her? So, I mean, this is not hard to find. I mean, Helen Keller could have found this stuff. Here's a tweet on January 26th of this year. So this is a couple of weeks before she started the gig. Hashtag not my wall. I mean, just absolutely shocking. All right. There's some more. We'll probably sprinkle it in during the course of the program. Welcome to Schnitt. 800-801-8999. 800-801-8999 is the number to get in. Hey, any federal contractors, any folks with top secret security clearance, anybody want to weigh in on this? I know that we have military personnel, my Tampa flagship market, the home of MacDill Air Force Base and Central Command. I've known many from the top base commanders to fabulous rank and file at MacDill Air Force Base, CENTCOM, SOCOM, nationwide, wherever you are. Any military folks, any contractors, any with top secret security clearance want to weigh in on this dope, on this reality winner? No. Reality loser. Hope you enjoy federal prison. Now, coming up next, this just broke a little less than an hour ago. Sources are telling ABC News that with James Comey's testimony, he is going to stop short of blank. Yeah, it's like Match Game. Yep. Stop short of blank. It's Match Game 76. You know what? I ought to do the show holding one of those Gene Rayburn big, long car antenna microphones, which didn't they get Baldwin one of those as well? Yeah, it's an old Sony ECM-51, if I'm not mistaken, and they bring big bucks on eBay if you can find one. All right, so what did Comey apparently telegraph, or this is apparently friends in the know, apparently have some information on what Comey might not do on Thursday when he testifies, which most anticipated congressional testimony in, well, it's got to be since the pubic hair and the Coca-Cola with Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas. All right, 800-801-8999 gets you on the program. 800-801-8999. I'm going to make your mouth water right now, and I'm going to tell you how to make Dad's mouth water right now. If you're looking for the absolutely perfect gift for Dad for Father's Day, nothing satisfies like great products from Omaha Steaks. You know, the name Omaha Steaks, I mean, it goes back decades and decades. Omaha Steaks is synonymous with great food and great quality. I was exposed and had Omaha Steaks. It's got to be, 25, 30, maybe 30 plus years ago. And I've always known Omaha Steaks, great product. Cooked a filet for my wife a couple of months back, and she said, oh, my God, this is the best filet I've had. I mean, even comparing my filet to the restaurants, the steakhouses, she said the filet was fantastic. Here's the deal. Dad, Father's Day, ultimate gift, $49.99. Listen to what you get for $49.99 for Dad. Two tender mild filet mignons, two bold beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks, four juicy boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha steak burgers, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces all-beef meatballs, a pound of steak fries, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, great dessert. You get the Omaha Steak Seasoning Packet, plus they'll give you another 4 hamburgers for free. This price, $49.99, is 80% off the regular price. Don't wait. The offer is going to end soon. How do you get it? You go to omahasteaks.com, and at the very top, you're going to see a search box. Type in Todd. That'll populate my specific offer from Omaha. Go to omahasteaks.com and type in Todd, T-O-D-D, immediately in the search box at the top of the page. omahasteaks.com and type in Todd. Dad's going to love this, and the price is right.
This is the Schnitt Show.
I want to dwell on a reality winner here, this idiot, this treasonous, well, I could use some expletives here, that leaked secret NSA documents. After Snowden, Bradley Manning, I mean, how is this allowed to happen when, I mean, she's obviously an amateur putz at this. All right, on to the ABC. Let me just whet your appetite here. We'll dig in a little more. ABC News reported it is now 3:28 Eastern time here on Tuesday, and ABC reported about an hour ago that there will be much in former FBI Director James Comey's upcoming congressional testimony that they claim is going to make the White House uncomfortable. But, let me read this verbatim, but Comey's going to stop short of saying the president interfered with the agency's probe into Michael Flynn. All right, there's more to this. Where did they get this information? Oh, let's speculate. And there's more on this coming up back in a minute. So what's the source of this? Oh, by the way, Monday Night Football news coming up in just a bit. That's right. Monday Night Football news, and something that, well, it's going back to where it was after, well, there was a detour for the last 6 years. We will explain in just a matter of moments. Welcome back to Schnitt as we embark on our new half hour here. The number to get in, it's 800-801-8999. If you don't follow me on Twitter, you should. My Twitter feed, this is my personal Twitter feed. Nobody touches this but me. Apparently, just like Donald Trump. I don't think anyone touches. Although, a case could be made that maybe somebody should take President Trump's Twitter away. Well, listen, I went over this on yesterday. Was it yesterday's program? Yeah, I think it was yesterday's program. And we've alluded to this and we've dealt with this before. That, you know, Trump has undermined, you know, the travel ban case with his very own tweets. Trump has undermined, and again, I don't think Trump, as president of the United States, I don't think that Trump. My headphones just like blew my face off. I don't know what just happened here, but my headphones just exploded. Did you guys? Hey, James, did you hear the feedback? You didn't hear that? Oh, man. So my Cost Pro 4AA has contained the loudness. Oh, my. I almost, it was like the movie Scanners. Remember that where the heads blew up? Wow. Ah, okay. Just some kind of glitch. It went boom. Wow. All right, hang on. Let me recover here. What was I saying? Oh, regarding Trump and tweeting, when you're the president of the United States, you know, what you tweet is important. And I think we ought to grab some phone calls on this in just a bit because, you know, we have a legal undermining, I believe, where Trump has hurt his very own case on the travel ban, you know, saying that we already extreme vet, but no, we need the travel ban because of extreme. Listen, there are a lot of bits and pieces here that we need to address. And Trump is not helping his agenda on multiple occasions with what he's tweeting out. And the question is, and this also has arisen, is that the president, when he tweets, is that policy? Well, listen, it's not set in stone policy, but when the president of the United States formally puts words on his social media, which it is the top way he communicates, that has some serious damn weight. And listen, I'm going to call the shots as I see them. I'm going to stand behind home plate. The way I see these balls and strikes roll in. So we're gonna delve into that. But the bottom line is, I am 100% responsible for my own tweets. And if I ever undermine a Supreme Court case with my tweets, well, that's on me. To follow me on Twitter, I'm at Todd Schnitt, at TODDSCHNITT. So on Twitter, my personal account, at TODDSCH, N is in November, ITT. All right, just wrapping up with this ABC story and something that ABC put out, a little alert about an hour ago, that James Comey, according to sources familiar with the way that James Comey is thinking. So what the heck does this mean? Who are these sources? You know, I don't buy sources and sources say all the time. You know, there are some in the media that have pretty damn good sources, and the track record has been pretty good, pretty darn stellar. But as far as sources that are familiar with James Comey's thinking, that he's going to, quote, stop short of saying that the president interfered with the FBI probe into the former National Security Advisor, Mike Flynn. Goes on to say that although, this is ABC News, although Comey has told associates that he will not accuse the president of obstructing justice, he will dispute the president's contention that Comey told him three times that he is not under investigation. So, listen, it's Tuesday. We're 2 days before testimony, and ABC News has a source. Listen, it's completely possible. Now, let's see if this comes to fruition. Let's see how good the sources are. And, well, this was clearly leaked intentionally, right? This just, what, happened through osmosis? No, it seems that whatever the source is and whatever the intention is here, what is the game? What is the strategy that, if this is accurate, that Comey wanted this leaked? Or is this from the White House? Are they playing some counterintelligence moves here? Who the heck knows? Again, Thursday, and I believe I saw it's going to be all four networks now. You know, of course, the cable fare as well, all the cable channels, the usual suspects with cable news. But originally, the story had come down from Variety magazine that CBS and I think it was ABC, that they were going to break into primetime coverage. So CBS, you know, that's going to screw with the Price is Right. Yeah. Look, hey, maybe no Showcase Showdown on Thursday. Because CBS and ABC, they said that they were going to bust into their network programming to carry the James Comey hearing live from Capitol Hill. And then late last night, I thought I saw a little piece that all four networks now, of course, ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, the big broadcast networks, were all going to carry it live. And then, of course, all of cable news. So we shall see. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number, 800-801-8999. Regarding Monday Night Football, guess who is coming back? This guy right here, Hank Williams Jr.
Special forces are in full flight. We're coming by air and on the ground. Monday Night Football's taking over the town. We gotta get ready. We gotta get right. It's gonna be a battle in the NFL tonight.
Now, do you remember they pulled Hank Williams Jr.? Hank Williams Jr. was yanked back in 2011. Can you believe it's been 6 years? And it all stemmed from a controversy on what Hank Williams Jr. said on Fox News. He was doing an interview segment. He had a satellite video link, and he was doing an interview with Fox and Friends. Who was it? It was Steve Doocy. Was it Brian Kilmeade and Gretchen Carlson was there. She was in the middle. That's years before the big dust-up with Gretchen Carlson and Roger Ailes over at the Fox News Channel. And there was a live shot, and Hank Williams Jr. was on, and this is what did him in over at ESPN.
I'll start with an easy question. Who do you like in the GOP race?
Nobody.
Nobody?
You remember the golf game they had, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
Remember
it is.
The golf game?
Wait for
Boehner.
It.
That was one of the biggest political mistakes ever.
Why?
That turned a lot of people off. You know, watching, you know, it just didn't go over.
You mean when John Boehner played golf with President Obama?
There it is.
Oh, yeah. And Biden and Kasich, yeah. Uh-huh.
What did you not like about it? It seems to be a really pivotal moment for you.
Come on. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu, okay?
Okay.
Not hardly. In the country this shape is in, the shape this country's in, I mean. No,
I don't know.
Well, they yanked him after the Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu, and that's why Hank Williams Jr. disappeared from Monday Night Football. Well, was that an overreaction? Yeah, that was an overreaction. The song and Hank Williams, the cowboy hat and the showmanship, it's part of the fabric of Monday Night Football. Well, they're bringing him back. So coming up the next season, there's speculation that ESPN, which they've been bleeding subscribers. So over the last 5 years, I saw that ESPN has lost about 10 million subscribers. This is over a five-year period. I mean, with what cable and satellite companies pay per subscriber, what ESPN gets per subscriber, do the math here. 10 million subscribers and what each subscriber pays per month that the cable and satellite companies then send a check to ESPN every month, that is significant. Of course, you had all those layoffs recently at ESPN. They fired a bunch of reporters and anchors, and they reshuffled the furniture on the deck over at ESPN. And some are suggesting that this is a Hail Mary. How about that? This is a Hail Mary. Bring Hank Williams Jr. back, and they might bring back so-called conservatives that have fled the network. There was a study by Deep Root Analytics that said that those who self-identify as conservatives or Republicans were no longer watching the network, according to the Heat Street website. And there you have, 5 years, 10 million subscribers going poof. And that represents big, huge money. So is this a ploy to bring conservatives back over to ESPN to watch Monday Night Football? You know, when they took Monday, for me, the sea change, I mean, it was when Monday Night Football came off of the ABC television network on Monday nights. That, I never understood that. I think it's time to put Monday Night Football back on network television, back on ABC. So, hey, maybe Hank Williams Jr. coming back, maybe that's just opening the door here, potentially. But then I saw another piece today that suggested that other research said that the politics and sports mix on ESPN are just right. Because the other issue here, and the reason why conservatives who according to this Deep Root Analytics story, that they left is because that it was felt that politics were being introduced, and that whether it was a commentator, it was just a series of events where ESPN was being perceived as more liberal, which it was suggested that conservatives were driven off. So is this a peace pipe? Is this a handshake? To bring conservatives back over to ESPN and Monday Night Football.
friends drop in on Monday night.
And listen, that gives you chills. It's not the same without Hank Williams Jr. Well, it's going to change coming back this fall. 800-801-8999, nationwide number here on Schnitt, 800-801-8999. Now, we have a third terror suspect has been identified. We have a pretty low-tech terror attack with a hammer in Paris outside of Notre Dame. Outside of the famous cathedral, which I've been there, it is absolutely gorgeous. We have this bizarre woman in Toronto attacking people and screaming Allahu Akbar. We'll dive into all this coming up. And yeah, we need to ask the question about President Trump. And can a president go on a Twitter storm? Can a president of the United States tweet from his mind, his fingers, his brain? And can you really say that that doesn't represent White House policy if it comes from the president? I think it's a very fair question. So we'll debate all of that. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt. We'll grab some calls also coming up. I want to talk about Casper mattresses. And I speak from experience. Well, you know, I'm very picky. On this program and in my broadcast career in general, I've done morning radio since 1992, personally, where I am the show or part of the show. Before that, I was part of morning radio shows in some major markets, New York City and Los Angeles, back from the late 80s. So I've been involved with a lot of endorsements over the years, a lot of products. Do you know that I've turned down over the years more endorsements than I've taken because I have to believe in the product, I've got to use the product, and if I don't believe in the product, I'm not going to do a commercial. We have Casper mattresses at the house, and we absolutely love them. My wife and I have a king-size Casper, greatest night's sleep ever. My kids both have Casper. They have the full sizes in their room. We love our Casper mattresses. I get a great night's sleep. I'm refreshed. It feels phenomenal. I'm not going to steer you wrong. If you hate your mattress, if you know there's better sleep out there, try the Casper. The beauty of the Casper, you get to try it for 100 nights, risk-free in your own home. If you don't like it after 100 nights, send it back. Get your money back. No questions asked. And there's even free shipping to send it back. You know, when you buy the mattress, it's shipped free to you as well. They have all the sizes. The price point's fantastic. Try the Casper 100 nights in your own home. Risk-free. Just go to the website. Go to Casper.com and use the code Todd, and we'll even give you $50 off right now. Price is already good. How about another 50 off? Go to Casper.com and use the code Todd, T-O-D-D. That's Casper.com. Code is Todd.
This is the Schnitt Show.
And so this rash of Islamic radical attacks, what I say? I said, hey, it's Ramadan, and the holy month of Ramadan brings about all kinds of terror attacks. I had made a mention that in New York City, there was this preemptive press conference. The NYPD commissioner said that during Ramadan, we're gonna increase patrols around mosques so there are no hate crimes against Muslims. And I said, I'm not worried about that. I would deplore, and I don't want to see any hate crime against a Muslim in the United States if they want to worship at a mosque. But I said, I got to be honest. I'm not worried about hate crimes against Muslims. I'm worried about the holy month of Ramadan, the fact that there are increases in terrorism worldwide. They kill Christians. They kill Jews. They kill each other. You got more Muslims die killed by other Muslims than even Christians and Jews. That's what I'm concerned with. Well, new information out of London. I mean, the red flags. I mean, again, how they miss this stuff. There's a whole lot to get to, and we have to discuss Trump and Twitter again. Back in a minute. Hang on.